Hello, welcome to Dot Illuminati. This is Joanna Morrow. You can reach me at dotilluminati024 or joannashrugemporium@gmail.com. These people are not my friends. They're the kind that like to kill people to a timed death. They're people that like to kill and murder and let ghouls take somebody out for a reason. To direct that negative energy to pull someone down, a timed death. And so these are what these fools think they're doing and are doing, which is why they're out of here. And it's just all negative, right? We are harlequins that have our bunny weekends. That's all we're here for. But what is the truth? Why are they going after our Beelzebub? Because of my race, I'm not supposed to be a physis. I'm supposed to be somebody, which is never true, enslaved. It doesn't work for me. We don't want you to run your justice through us. Is that the biggest fear? There's plenty of people who do not fear that because they've helped me craft what I need to do in life. We don't want you running your justice through us. Well, I suggest, little bunny foo-foo, that you get from under the succubus that you can't feel like you can, right? You feel you're trapped, but you have the top people in the world, right? You got somebody you pay billions of dollars to do this type of stuff and send out a timed death and death spells now, don't you? Right? That's the top of your game, which is not. Everything is limited negative. This sexual library thing, which I've known for, you know, years. There was a man that I was an Israelite with. I was in a church, a cult, the Israelites. The Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, the Israelite Church of God in ICK, and leader was named Taza Blacklia, Taza Dakia, who I have heard died from COVID, during the time of COVID. But once again, what do they try to do? We set up a time death and try to use the death to send negative, evil, blasphemy, curses, hexes, jinxes our way in the form of sexual library. What is sexual library? See, they're all hypocrites because in that church, they believe that they're supposed to do everything right according to the law of God, and there's no other nations, right? No other races. But then a time death is supposed to be to narrow my sexual library, be into my sexuality and stuff. And I'm talking a lot about this because I think it needs to be done because, you know, I have to live my life. It seems like everybody zoomed that on me. You know, once Manny died, everybody went like, you have to be hypersexualized. You have to make money this way. You have to, you know, that's like all they're seeing right now. Like totally zoinked out on my sexuality, which wasn't the biggest part of our relationship. very important, very much needed, very, very, very much needed, but not the biggest part of a relationship. Sex is biological, people. Sex is healthy. It's something that most people need, can't live without. You know, not saying be a sexaholic and go to Sex Anonymous like I did at one point. Not saying be a nympho, be promiscuous, be fast, have more than one person you're dating at a time. It's not what I'm saying. But, oh goodness, my phone is on emergency right now. And I don't know if I'm, okay, it's still here. Didn't know if it turned off my show. It's on emergency form right now. But what was I saying? It's a biological need. Uplift spirits, it's good for your mind, it's exercise, lots of good stuff to it. Because that would be completely not myself to let people feel like I don't care about sex or it's not needed or it's not important and stuff. But like I said, there are idiots out here who have used sex for a come up. They want to say, throw the word out there, prostitute, escorts and stuff. There are people that I was with are now trying to have like a whole freaking multitude use it to get paid. Or use it to get notoriety, or use it to get attention, or use it to get whatever it is. That is nuts. So me having sex has produced billions of dollars for billions of people out there. They're opportunist. You see me running around, you know, I'm going to downtown Minneapolis, right? And I'm going in a business, I need to use the bathroom. And I go up to the counter, hey, you seen JoJo? He need to jack me off, you know what I'm saying? And just trying to use it as a way to come up, or use it against me, or use it to try to embarrass me. Because when I was young, that was something that is kept private. You know, that's not something, ooh, I think I'm going to be a stripper so anybody, you know, can come in the club and see me at any time. And just, you know, it wasn't like I made it public. These are people I don't hang with because they didn't want me to be on top of my game. They didn't want me to be Beyonce. They didn't want me to be, you know, a singer or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, because people want to talk about this underground bullshit that they got going on. That was foreseen. You're just somebody who we just get with. We don't have to tell you our real name, you know, a real phone number, where we really live, what we're really doing. You know, no motives. You're just supposed to be like spun or used. The ultimate goal is HIV. The ultimate goal is to make sure you can never financially come up, which is what they tried to do with my son's dad passing, Elliot Joseph, is trying to make sure that my child's finances are cut off. And so I'm going to remind you, they are not my friend. I have a reputation out there, a spiritual reputation, I guess, because none of you have ever seen or talked to me. But something that is still damaging, and this is a reflection for the world, is calling someone an escort, calling somebody a prostitute. right? Isn't that what the whole Puffy situation is? There are people being accused of sex workers coming out, making statements. I was never a sex worker. That's damaging to my character. Why? Why? How is that damaging to your culture? And that is the culture that your baby daddy promotes. That is the culture that everybody you around promote. How is that damaging to your culture? I'm just showing the difference between like a hoe and a real girl. It doesn't seem to be damaging to your culture at all on social media. That, I mean, that's what people are living for. But the point is, to the real, it is damaging to my image, because you have perverts that can attach to it at that point. That's why they're doing it, to say this is who you are. It's a sexual, you know, I hate the word, all those church words. It's a sexual dilemma. It's a sexual demon. It's sexual drama around there. So everybody that's a John or somebody disgusting and, you know, mentally ill can attach. It's just so that entities and spirits and stuff can attach to it. People that have judgment can attach to it. People that may not be down with that lifestyle or believe it can attach to it. Oh no, that's horrible. I'm in church. You know, I go to church. This is horrible. My pastor teaches against that. Attaching to it, negative, negative, negative. And the people that are for it can attach to it. Whatever they're doing, you know, out there on their fentanyl. You know, oh, yeah, this is what an escort or whore represents to us. Enslavement, no finances. Because there's no way as a whore you're making any money. No finances, HIV, mental enslavement. We do what we want. The females, we hate your Beelzebub. We're jealous. We can't make it. So you can't make it. You're not a physics. You're not smart. You're making us look bad. You're making me as a female look bad. So this is why we hate you. That's what it all represents. So you have a list over here that are for it. You have a list over here that are against it. And it's all an attachment. Because what was most damaging to me in the media for it was like 9, 10 years going on and on and on about an escort. And why couldn't anybody figure it out? Why didn't anybody have any proof? Have you guys understood that in the world, in the entire world, this is going through everybody's mind, all the children, everybody has to deal with this issue, but nobody ever had any proof. And that's why I'm saying promiscuous girl, they made songs about it, and you're just aimlessly out there in the club thinking that everything is all good. You guys got to watch out for these artists, seriously. Because like I said, we live the life of Harlequin and Playboys on the weekend. And you don't get, like, the song isn't their top thought. Like, people think with artists that when they put out a song, it's like their top thought. It's like the epitome of where they're going, you know, in spiritual realm. But it's not. It's just something put out to blind you, because they're all stepping on your asses. And then behind closed doors, then they're planning and plotting. Because what is the song Nearly Fatato, Timberland? What? And look at what they're doing. And it's like, promiscuous girl, you go into the club. Like, I had just finished college, going out for the first time in my life, just hanging out, chilling, going to Pizza Lucci's, which I had a situation where I thought I seen a young boy come out of a bathroom with a guy years ago, like when I was like 20, a teen. So I don't, you know, it's always had bad feelings about Pizza Lucci, but that's like the spot. And, you know, I know they're using that thought and that inertia to, you know, do something bad, you know. So that's why I said that. But I was hanging out there afterwards and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is, you know, just going out after college, trying to get my life, just coming out of the Israelites for 10 years. I spent 10 years, my entire 20s. I graduated college at 29 and went out to 29. And I'm just going out there aimlessly, just having a good time. That's, you know, that's what people did. That's what my mama did. My mama went to a club. My mom would drop me off at my grandma's house, pick me up at 3-4 in the morning, go out with her friends, and come back home. So I didn't think like it was anything bad about it. I didn't think there was anything wrong. But it only happened for a year. I seen how people were. It got to the point like, yeah, meet me up. You know, we're going to smoke a blunt, right? We're going to do some powder, right? But it got to the point where it was like, as soon as you get here, strip down. Yeah, literally strip down and do me. That's what it turned into. And that's when I said, you know what? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Because I wasn't a hoe. Like, I did stuff, yeah. Because I didn't expect it, you know? Like, I'm not expecting somebody to be like, come in the bathroom. Give me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not expecting that, especially somebody like that I considered a friend or I was with. But that is the world, like I said. Harlequin for life, Playboy on the weekend. You know, so it's like, this is what I'm saying, the reality of all of this. But was I an escort? Was I, I feel like one of them girls that want attention for it, like Superhead. Was I an escort? Was I, I'm just putting that out there. Was I this? Was I that? Was I an escort? Was I a stripper? I'm just putting that out there so it don't feel corny to me. You know, but because I don't need that. I don't need to use that. It's not a platform. It's not doing anything. I don't need the attention from it. You know, just to kill that. You know. But I'm saying, was I? No. No. Never consciously set out. Looked in the mirror, did my hair, did my makeup, put on something cute, looked perfect, you know, went to Bloomingdale's, got what I needed, looked perfect, and went out and said, you know what, I'm gonna make $200 tonight. That just wasn't in my conscience. But then when everything was investigated for all of these years, that was actually a fine line of getting myself out of these situations, because I never was set up to do that. But, you know, these people out here have made an economy off of me having sex and off of me going out for a year. When there's people that club 2-3 more years and get HIV and get married. Which HIV, I don't know why they stopped. You're supposed to. You're supposed to. I'm just saying. But they've used a whole economy, a whole image behind it. First of all, like I told you yesterday, it's not your private part. Fill in the blank. It's not your penis. It's not your vagina. Okay? That did it. It's not you. It's not your... So what is that saying about... Keep it simple. Your penis, your vagina. What is that saying about your penis, your vagina? You going around making the economy off of it. We using the plural for somebody that you haven't even met. Just word of mouth. And you putting it into life like it was from your penis, your vagina. You're corny. You trying to tell me you feel some poor nigga in Minnesota and you in Baltimore, you in New York, you're in North Carolina, and you feel where a nigga coming from that much that you putting that on your penis and you putting that on your vagina. Give me a break. You guys are so broke. That is some broke opportunist type of ish. Hey, because I would never think that I'm with somebody, having sex with somebody in Minnesota, and that somebody that's having sex in North Carolina is affecting me. You know what I'm saying? But I just want you to feel those jets, right? Somebody in California right now having sex is affecting me, but it's not a big fame thing yet with them, right? The people who are going to come up, they're having sex. That's affecting me right now. Then when they get famous, then I can be like, oh, well, you slept with somebody I know. You slept with another black person. I have claim to that. This is my claim. This is my story. This is my take on it. Think about it. The artist that came up recently, right? Me. I know this artist. We're going to call him Block'em Block'em. Yeah, I'm black. Block'em Block'em slept with this person. Block'em Block'em slept with that person. Block'em Block'em did this act with this person. He went down on somebody and then ate a bag of potato chips and then went down on somebody else and then ate some strawberries. Since you're obsessed with popping strawberries. You know, Block'em Block'em had sex. I claim that. We all in this. It's a we thing. We. I claim that. I'm making up stories. This is how I would molest the situation with Block'em Block'em. I need attention. I need a job. You need to hear me how I'd molest him with Block'em Block'em shock jock. And you see, that's why they want to work up so hard on it, because they want to feel it in their penis, in their vagina. They trying to feel something from it. Well, all I'm saying is, I want all of my money back. All of my money from the drugs. Yeah, you using me as like some drug get over. For what? I don't know. Aren't you guys out there? Isn't that your culture? Right? Did I ever block something? I don't think so, but Block'em Block'em did. I want my money back for all the sexual blackportation. All the sexual exploitation, because you damaged my character. We're in spiritual court now, right? This is the spiritual law. You damaging my culture. You, any type of advantage you had from that, I want it back. And I want everybody in the world to know that you were never my friend. So stop treating people. And this goes for the world. If you really want to be on a social hierarchy in the future, this goes for everybody in the world. Stop acting like these people are my friends, which I did consider everybody my friend. I didn't have a problem with it. Going back to, we don't want you to interject your justice in us. Right? The reason why I was able to do what I did for you, Harlequin on the weekend, Playboy on the weekend, people who still clinging on to succubus for dear life, is because, like, you know, I don't even have to know you, but you know me. I don't even have to know you, and you can live anywhere you want in the world and do anything you want to do, and my life is not interfering with you. If you really, really want to take it to a very simple level that I don't even think anyone is really on the planet right now, except the people who are with us and help us, and I'm sitting here right now because someone helped me craft my thoughts and be here for me and let me do what I want, let me say what I want to say, and no censorship and stuff like that. But that's not even something that people are even up on. And so, you know, everybody has an excuse. We're demonic. We're here for your Beelzebub. We need to take off your Beelzebub. Take out your... We need to control you. We need to enslave you. And it's just to the White House and to the people who are running the country and government and Masons. And this has gone on for too long. Like, having to wake up to this nonsense every single day, it's like too long. It's becoming to be like a war. You know, it's like, I'm 40. I am not trying to have bullshit that I've dealt with strenuously for, like, on TV, through the media, everybody working out on TV, through the media, strenuously being strained and be stressed for another decade. It's like literally a war with them. Like, whatever is wrong with them and their fixations, they're trying to direct this bullshit to the person that they shouldn't even do. Because, like I said, I don't have to know you. You're able to do what you want to do. My life is not affecting you to the motherfucking point that you lost your motherfucking sensation in your mind and you're living off of mine. That's how much my life did not fucking affect you. That's how much my life was different than yours. My life was so different than yours that I'm actually running the entire world with my mind because my focus is more on myself than it is other people. I bet you guys never thought about that. The reason why I'm in your mind is because you couldn't make it on your own, because you're dependent on someone or something. But me, like I've been telling you, my mind is not really on dominating people. It's not really on what the next person has to do, what the next person has to say. I'm worried. I'm in fear. My mind is just out there, you know, doing, like I said, the universe. Me, Joanna, does the universe. I do the universe, people. That's the difference between me and you, why you're trying to tell me I'm affecting what you're able to do. No, you're people that can't step off my psychic and you're trying to make me sick. That's who you are. Do you think it's by chance that I am over everyone in the world? I mean, seriously, think about how my personality must have been. And I'm telling you the truth. I have not consciously been out there going after people. I just don't do it. I'm too busy. I'm too fly to really care about what, you know, on a deeper level, what is going on with you. Not, you know, yes, if you're my friend, we talk about stuff on a deeper level. I care about you, stuff like that. I care about family, you know, But I'm saying not on a level where I don't know you. If I don't know you, I just don't know you. That's what you guys aren't seeing. And so everybody out there accusing me, but then I'm going to flip it because all of that is stopping right now at this second. Because you're not going to make me feel this way like I'm a little girl, you know? Like I haven't touched them and I don't think about them on a deeper level. And it's not about, it is about you. Second, I got a message. Yeah, I mean, it's not about you. That's what I'm saying. The cares of the world that you people had in your mind, I didn't have those cares. It was about me. I feel beautiful. I feel lovely. I feel rich. I feel positive, I feel attractive, I feel nice, I can get what I want, life is a peach with me, I'm having friends. Because when I was an Israelite, I would throw parties. I was like the top couple in the church in Minnesota. So I would throw parties, everybody would come, there'd be plenty of alcohol, we'd have fun, you know, I had friends. I was popular. Everybody in the country, or whoever they were in the church knew me. I was the top of my game. And it was because I showed love. Like anybody that goes back to that time, this is what I'm saying. Why can't people just reflect? And this isn't the plea, feel sorry, give me mercy, or, you know, because I'm not going to take that weakness. This isn't what it is. But I'm just saying, my history, it wasn't based on hating. It wasn't based on, hey, sister, I'm jealous of you. I'm going to take out your Beelzebub. Hey, sister, I'm jealous of you. You need to be a hooker. Hook. I was popular because I respected everybody. And I thought everybody was genuinely cool and genuinely fun. And that's how I was with the world. Like with anybody I meet, I just think there's fascination in people. But you guys, like I'm saying, with the attraction, it's like, you know, it's like you're not keeping yourself up. But no, I didn't have a problem with anybody. And now you guys are acting like I have some big problem with you, which I do. I'm going to put it at this point, which I do at this point, because I'm not going to be like, you're acting like I had a problem with you, which I didn't, okay? I didn't, but you turned it into a problem. And I told you this, and that is the actual story. That is the actual truth. I moved on, and then you people get obsessed. Somebody that's not even my friend. That's not even my friend. You make a big deal, and you try to go after people. You go, and it's not even a justified means. That is justice, people. That's how you get out of any situation, children and whoever, when you're justified. Because I'm hanging with somebody, they become obsessed and start gossiping to the world, spreading my business out into the world that is not my friend. And it's like they go after people if they feel they're not like. Remember I was telling you about that? How they send out the Uniqua, death to you, death, wish, karma, curses, jinx, hex on you. If we're not liked, if we're not being slept with, if we're not looked at sexually, just anything, curses. And that's what happened. It's like, you try to fight me. You tell me I'm not worth a damn. Call me obscenities, B-word. Try to fight me, beat me down, right? And then I'm like, F that, you know, I'm worth more than that or whatever. Look, I'm the type of person, I'm not scared to turn from anything. Like that was my friend set, was my circle, that's who I am. But the minute you show me your true colors, And let me use not a black saying, because they try to come for everything. They broke. The minute that you show your colors, you try to front me out and I've been good to you. And it's not a hood rat good to you guys. Don't get it twisted, okay? Good to you, meaning like I'm a loyal friend. I give you my money or something. Listen to me. Not a pimp situation. Not I'm giving you my money, okay? I'm spending money with you. You know? Hear me out. And you gonna turn on me like that? It's like, it don't matter who is involved. It don't matter if I had 100 friends. If you do me like that, I know that it's gonna happen. You know, if I stay there, it's gonna happen. And it's gonna be a chain. You know, it could happen with you. It could happen the next time with somebody else. And that my self-esteem is gonna suffer from it. Like, the self-esteem I have is what makes me Joanna. I am the best, the top of my game, because of my self-esteem. And so if I let you take my self-esteem, then I'm a bottom. I'm a bottom B, you know, because I'm from the hood. You know, once you have my self-esteem, it's, you know, it's just over. It's over. So at that point, I'm like, this is not my friend group. This is not somebody I would ever deal with, because I was not raised like that. Okay. You know, I may have been from the hood, grew up in the projects, but, you know, I wasn't beat down. I wasn't sexually assaulted, you know, like molested or anything like that. So once you show me that, like, this is a reality of my life. This could actually happen in my life. Somebody, a dude, want to beat me down just because I'm not buying him some clothes. I got to go out to get me something to eat tonight, and he want an outfit. And you definitely ain't my pimp. See, this is why I hate telling this story, because it gets complicated. Let me explain. Definitely not my pimp, because it was rumored that this guy is a pimp, right? This is not somebody that's telling me, Joanna, meet me here. Are you going to do this? You're going to make this amount of money, right? This person, as a pimp, would have connections, right? Do this, you go. And this is how it really works. So let me explain. It does work like that. It does. You go and meet somebody. This is where you're going. This is what you're gonna do. Okay? It does work like that. But I'm saying the process of giving the money, spending money and stuff like that, I'm just trying not to glorify any of this. Like, try not to glorify, you're not my pimp. That statement, you're not my pimp. Like, because it's not a glorifying thing. I'm just putting that out there because of the accusations that I've had to face. Right? You were hanging with pimps. You're in a path that you can't get out of. Sound like witchcraft to you? Sound like cursing to you? Sound like somebody going through the ancestors to try to put a pat and a curse and a hex on you? Sound familiar? You can't ever leave. Which wouldn't work for me in any fashion, okay? As an Aries, you tell me I can't leave. I'm calling the manager. I'm writing a note to the CEO, to the manager. You're gonna shut this business down, okay? Because I am not it, okay? I am not it. You can't leave. You can't do what you wanna. Mm-mm. Nope. That place will be shut down, and it will take one letter to the manager, to whoever the head is, the team, this is the person who said this, this was the waitress that said this, write a note, you done. You're a done deal. Because I am not the type of person who feels like once I am in something, I'm in it for life. At all. If I want to be Chinese one day, I'm going to be Chinese. If I want to be Japanese one day, I'm going to be Japanese. If I want to be Arab in the United Dubai Immigrants, I'm going to be United Dubai Immigrants. Okay? If I want to be black one day, I'm going to be black every day. If I want to be Native American one day, I'm going to be Native American. For 2 days, 15 seconds, a half a millisecond, and 1/3 of a mega millisecond. There is nobody on this earth that's going to tell me how I'm going to live forever or tomorrow. It is not going to happen. That is not how self-esteem works for an Aries. You cannot tell me what I am. Especially, see that ESP is coming. I'm about to be like, ooh, how the ESP coming. You cannot tell me, especially according to what you think that I don't know. If you're thinking something and I don't know it, boy, I'm gonna go to Fort Snelling. I'm gonna take that inkwell. Because that's called stealing and I don't steal. I'm going to take that inkwell from Fort Snelling that's been there since the 1900s, 1800s, whatever. I'm going to take that inkwell. I'm going to go on Amazon or the ink specialist of the world, the first person who made inks for pens in the world, France, wherever. I'm going to order some of that. I'm going to take that plume. I'm going to write that letter. And you shutting down. Because if I don't know what you thinking and you putting that on me, my God. Ooh, I'm about to catch the Holy Ghost. It is Sunday. That is off with their heads. I don't like anything I don't know and people holding me to it. You know, that's why I could not be pimp. That's why I could not, somebody couldn't be like openly like, you know, I am a pimp. This is what you're going to do. Join my team. Because you'd have to tell me everything. You'd have to tell me who that is, what her problem is, why she look like that. You know, what is her address? Where did you come from? Why did you start doing it? Who is that? Who are they? Is that your cousin? You know, you have to tell me everything so that job would not be for me. Okay? Because like I said, this is about self-esteem. And I got where I am because of self-esteem. Like I said, my mind is focused on doing the universe. Your mind is focused on somebody else. You trapped up in somebody else's world. And you spend that brain inertia to do that. And you find yourself always trapped. Sticking your nosy ass into somebody else's business. Sticking your nosy ass into somebody else's vagina and penis. Rest real quick. I've been talking for 44 minutes, 4 seconds. And so, yeah, coming back, it's been, a decade and people are still talking about the same stuff like it was yesterday. Stuff that happened when I was 15. That's not Aryan. You know, it's cool if I still like that person. You know, that's a homie. Because people have friends forever, guys, you know. You should. I recommend having those lifelong friends. Met them in kindergarten. Those are the best relationships. you know? Meet somebody in grade school, those are the best relationships, so I hear. But, it's changed now. So it's not about meeting somebody, knowing somebody for years and years and years and years and years. Because that is a good feeling. Like, you meet, oh my God, I can't believe it. You got this son, you got that daughter. You look the same. Oh my God, you look good. It's not, those are good feelings. I was thinking about going back to church, boy. All that is cool, but when you start into, make everything about fraying, like anything in the past is just about making somebody fray, then, but nah, dude, nah, you coming back saying you was this, you're that is not an Aryan spirit at all. That is like listening to old music, like oldies but goodies. I don't really like that stuff. Like, I listen to it if it's thrown in with like some new stuff, but I am not the one for oldies but goodies. I'm not listening to an old Jill Scott because it sound old. It is nails on a freaking chalkboard to me. Okay, so there's another layer to this. Should you ever be confused or disconnected with your past or in a situation where you don't have your conscience, you don't remember every single detail at every time? No. Okay, I think that would kind of wrap up what I'm talking about. No, you should know everything in your past, everyone in your past, every second of your past, every breath that you took, every emotion that you felt at the time, every course that you have taken. Yes, you should know your past. You should know it exhaustingly because you were there. Because I have to throw that out there, like, people are just straight getting over. We remember something you don't. This is a story that you don't. We're holding this because you don't. Right? Because of the noise pollution. It's not like, we're black, we can withhold, a gift from you, a spiritual gift that you have. No, because if you hold that, if it's black, it cuts you off. It's called being cut off. It's not, we're black, so the black part in you, we're withholding. No, you're withholding gifts from yourself and you're cut off. Noise pollution. What is invisible with that? What is hidden with that? What is the truth with that? What is the pollution behind that? I feel for people, mixed people, people like me, Creole people, that still have to intermingle with blacks, with niggas, in order to survive, in order to feel like you have to get along in front of white people, in front of the other nations. And I strongly advise you to come up out of that. Because it's not just me, you can hear it. It's about people who think like me. I am not the only person in the world with my genotype. I'm not the only person in the world that thinks like me. There's a black person with a white mind. I am not the person that looks like me, feels like me, and doesn't want a nigga, another black person, disrespecting and controlling me and dominating me. You guys have to watch out, because I am telling you, and I've been telling you for a very long time, about these people. Because it just so happens that time and time and time and time and time again, like, this is why I'm telling you about this, not to scare you, but to let you know there are people who wish death upon you. You're not promoting it, not saying it should happen, not wanting it to happen. for the people, you know, who are with me, but it is, it really, 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 really is what it is. And that's not funny. And this is what I'm dealing with. People who look like me, black people, who are constantly, constantly, constantly doing everything in their imagination to be demonic, be hateful, be evil, send curses, send herpes, send HIV, their HIV thoughts, rather, I would hope, but you know, it, you know, probably happened. Sin can't get through school, skin, you can't get through your kids, and you can't get through sex, we're over your sexual library, we're over, you know, your money, we're over, and then you have to understand, why did the government allow them to do that? Why is the government allowing them to do this? Why is the government giving them their my nation, tis a indivisibility. I'm not saying it right. And there, it was the 4th of July, and I looked that word up and looked at it several times, and I'm not saying it right. Indivisibility. It seems like it's a shorter word. Indivisibility. I can't say it right now because there's too much hooping and hollering in spirit. You're indivisible. The plural of that, indivisibility. I guess I did say it right. Don't we go through this on Dull Illuminati? It's like, I have to look it up and then I end up saying it right. Once I explain what's going on in the mental processes. But it's time for you guys to come up out of this, because I'm not really here for you being my people and you pulling on my spirit in that way, where you keeping me down by keeping yourself down. I really, really am not here for it. I'm not here for that deceptive stuff, because I seen a girl who I thought was a Creole and she was talking that crazy shit, and I don't know what the fuck she was, or what the fuck was going through her mind, or if she had a black man, or whatever the fuck it was. But, you know, it's like, you want to look all innocent and smart and, I'm a Creole. I'm mixed. Want me to feel a certain way, like, look at you, shine my beautiful pearly whites and the shine of the sun, which is my smile, at you. And then you, Chucky. And you're not going to be pulling on my spirit like that. You're really not. And I'm not going to be deceived thinking like these are the people who need to be protected and they don't. Okay, so you really need to get in tune with yourself. Because you in here like a succubus, and you're not going to be pulling on my energy. This is not what I represent. This isn't what my legacy is. And even going back to what I'm saying about in it for life, for life. You're going to be broke for life. You're going to be under arrest for life. We need somebody to say, who, why were they allowed to make those types of, usurp that type of authority? Why do they have that authority where they can, you know, the only people that is walking, not the only one, walking around, we're over your finances. We're over your children. We're over your death. We're over your sex. We're over your mind. You can't think like a scientist. You have to think stupid. It's because whatever reason, which they didn't have reasons. We need to look good all the time. We over you. Where did they get that authority from? That is your homework, children of Israel. You know, who's out there, no association at all to the Israelites, no association, you know, I'm just making that name up, it's not solid, okay, just saying, just throwing something out there, whoever you want to be called, Maybe not the children of Israel, but I'm saying that is your homework. Where did they get this authority for? And you need to take it out. Okay? You need to take it out because, like I said, I'm not here to be deceived by you and be pulled down with you, because I would have considered you equal at some point. And I would have given you something at some point. And I would recommend that jobs and careers and everything go to you at some point. This is the hard thing. This is all a matter of who you letting deceive you. But I have always had enough, but I have finally had enough, because I want, and this show is going to be called, You Are Not My Friend. I am not your friend. I am not your friend. I am not your friend. I am not. Can I say that? Please, can the world say that? Like, I'd say 100 billion more times. I am not your friend. I am not your girlfriend. 100, I say about 4 quadrillion times more. We're going through a existential crisis with the blacks. Okay? We're going through people who have regenerated with good energy, my energy, and then say there can be no justice running through us. The only thing we see for you, hook, 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 hook. When all of you are broke, all of you are broke, because there is no gain being a whore. There is no gain. Relaxed, and I think I heard my son, which he's supposed to be under the bed, so it's just sound bouncing off of walls. And we're not even gonna get into the power dynamic of the black and white, because that's always been a topic. That's why my floors are black and white. But yeah, it is really serious. And it's to the point where going to job and there's one on the job can mean hell for everyone. For the person, confusion, you know, we're getting spelled up. We talk to this person, we're, you know, you're dealing with one on the job and then everybody else, we're influenced. We have to tell you this, we have to treat you like this, we have to treat, you know what I'm saying? Treat you different. And it's a chain, it's a chain. But the what you guys, which I'm about to fly that plane over your head, don't get, is that chain will not be connected to money any longer. Okay? You're not going to be up over an office. There's one in there acting up. I got to deal with the whole office being plugged. And then you're going to be up in there. Oh, yeah, but there's a chain. We have to tell you this. It's all a competition. We're over you because this person is over here making negative comments about you. We're putting you down. We have this little smart ass shit to say in the morning fucking meeting because this person is back there being Judas. And it's all the competition with us, and we love seeing black people not getting along, and that's how we take you out, and this is your class. This is your class. If this is your class, then this is what we can use to come up against you. Mark my words. All of that shit is not going to be attached to a money stream. Because I'm not going through that. And I'm thinking of the people out here that I'm talking to, you know, who I have in mind of who I want to take over. And I'm saying I'm not going to let that happen to the people who's trying to get along. And it's never just to get along. Please don't listen to all them old. I think that is the reason why you guys are under that spiritual and mental enslavery. Okay, listen to all them old wives' tales and all them old sayings that got, that is nothing but Kabbalah and their witchcraft. Okay, it is not, we get along, just ding it along. It is not, bitch. Because you know why? Because you know why, and I've already explained to you why. That's what you are to believe. But you better believe we going to that kitchen and we cooking up that crack. I mean, this is a very serious message. I have to wrap it up because I'm at 60 minutes. I'm not trying to lose this show. It's just easy for me to wrap it up if I need to keep talking, I feel, for 5 or 10 minutes more to make a new show. But no, the people I have in mind to come up and ruin to replace you, you're going to have to keep that loyalty and not have that Jezebel spirit. And you got to come out from these snares and these nettles and these cliffs and everything you are in, and take your self-esteem and your power back and figure out, and I want my reports, where this authority is really coming from, where this spirit is coming from with this continuance bullshit. And that goes from the, for the court as well. Okay? What are your dealings? What are your hand, your secret handshakes? And you're eating the swine in the groves. Right? Why is this shit keeping up? Because like I said, I have to go on with my life and I'm not here to deal with your bullshit for another year, yet for another second. I'm not here to deal with it. I need to get into my beauty, into my Barbie, and move on with my life. And you will pay for every single thing I didn't like in that path. For life. Because that's how it works. That's how it really spiritually works. You're talking about something for life because I want people, like I said, the thing you don't understand or the thing that you think you don't need is what the enemy always uses. Yeah, it is for life. Everything you do is for life. Everything you do is for life. I chose to eat a fried chicken meal from the ghetto store in the hood with hot sauce that tastes like crap. Looking like it's glistening and moisturizing, it tastes like crap. That's for life. Because you could get food poisoning. And that's for life. It affects, you know, you may get rid of that food poisoning, but if you were to get something else, then it makes your immune system weakened. You know what I'm saying? Just, it's not that serious. You can heal from that. You can get over that. If I feel you're the person that I'm speaking to about that, you know, but I'm saying everything you do is for life. Today, waking up, making choices is going to affect the rest of my life. It's going to affect the next day. So yes, everything is really for life, you guys. I mean, take this stuff seriously, especially children out there, because I didn't have a person like me, the Illuminati, to tell me this. So, yeah, I must be in a good mood because, yes, that is the goal. You will be replaced. And you will be replaced by people who I can get along with and who I like and who respect me and who make this place a better world. That is the goal. You want to go to Illuminati population plan or whatever it is. What's the Illuminati about? You are being phased out. And you are in this Italian opera, this orchestra right now. And it is the last call. It is the last song. It's the last Last Dance is Curtain Call. And I'm dead-ass serious. I'm dead-ass. I'm dead-ass. Not really. I don't... Let me get... Oh, Jesus. Did I... Was I influenced by Instagram? I'm influenced Instagram? I'm dead-ass. I'm dead-ass. Yeah, you are dead-if, and you are ass-if. But it is what it is. That is not my saying, and it doesn't feel good saying so. Dead-ass. So this is the message today, and I am getting to a feeling that this is going to take long to upload, so I will say thanks for listening to the Illuminati. This has been Joanna Morrow, and I hope you have a good day.